don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If my voice can last, I have been talking a lot. Very stressful day yesterday. Bunch of meetings, bunch of phone calls, Zoom meetings. I talked all night long. I'll do the best I can, but bear with me today. A couple of text messages that came in during our discussion that I believe are relevant on topic to the conversation. Mike Solowski, the excavating paving contractor from downstate. These people attacking Dr. Jeff are gutless and evil, straight up. It needs to be confronted. Stay the course, Dr. Jeff. We have your back, and we have the back of your staff, too. Mike, I sent you a link. Would love for you and kids, grandkids, your family, come up and spend Saturday, July 19 with us. Would love to have you at the Fun Shoe Pig Roast and train the youth about the Second Amendment. Leonard, I sent the link to you. Appreciate you asking. John Palmer, I sent you the link. I don't know if you're available. I know you're crazy busy, but it is a Saturday, and it's only 4 hours to Central Lake and back, probably 6 hours total. I think you'll have a great time. Missy from My Pure Health Solution is going to be there. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital, he's coming. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing. Brett and Tammy Gooding. We're excited. We're going to have a big event. Randy Walker's coming. Officer Rick's going to try to make it. It's going to be a big family party this year. We're going to have a great time, and hopefully you guys can come. Again, just text me, Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, whatever. I get it. I'll send you the link. Again, you can buy your tickets online, and you can absolutely buy tickets for friends. The only thing, if you buy multiple tickets, just make sure you click on that optional box. It says write a note and give us all the names of the people that are coming. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. You know, it's really funny because I just talked about this story yesterday. The 50501 protest being funded by George Soros. People from outside the state of Michigan. They held one of these rallies this past Saturday, over in Bel Air, right here in Antrim County. William Hamilton, that's right, his text message, relevant on topic to this conversation. This guy, William Hamilton, longtime listener, good patriot friend, he's been to our Fun Shoot events in the past. We've encountered outside protesters at our library board meetings in Lapeer. There's a chapter of Indivisible from Oakland County sticking their noses in our Lapeer politics. Why? Because Lapeer is so conservative. Absolutely. William Hamilton, Lapeer Party, Tea Party, other organizations, former county commissioner. Now he's on the library board giving back to his community. And these people are going to protest your library board meetings. Absolutely amazing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a story here from Lansing today. Talks directly to what we were talking about with Ian Murphy yesterday. The House Energy Committee heard 23 distinctive testimonies yesterday morning. Probably when Ian Murphy was on the show with us. On a pair of tied bills that would repeal the 2023 energy bill, allowing the Michigan Public Service Commission to site clean energy infrastructure projects despite the objection of local governments. The committee then reported out House Bills 4027 and 4028 with a recommendation on a partisan 10-7 vote, provoking a roar of applause from the audience as the bills were reported out of committee with recommendation that they be voted on in the House floor. Chair of the committee, Pauline Wenzel, Republican from Watervliet, expressed her support for the bills before she entertained a motion to vote them out, saying, when local officials and legislators make decisions their constituents disagree with, they have the right to hold them accountable through public meetings and elections. Something that unelected bureaucrats that are making those same decisions do not have to face. Let me explain this to you. Michigan Public Service Commission is appointed its members by the governor. This current governor, Gretchen Whitmer, appointed Dan Scripps, a very far-left liberal Democrat, to be chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission. This guy is so crazy liberal, folks. When he was a state legislator representing, I believe, the 101st District, I could be wrong. Well, the numbers have changed anyway. Over in the Benzie, Manistee, Lake Michigan area. He actually introduced a bill many years ago. I remember talking about it on this show when he was a legislator, what, 10 years ago. His bill, listen to this, I couldn't even understand it at the time. He wanted farmers to put gutters and downspouts on their barns. He then wanted them to have empty 55-gallon barrel drums turned over, completely free of water. And any time it started to rain, he wanted the farmers to rush back to the barn on the four corners of the barn where the downspouts are, tip those 55-gallon barrels upside down where they'd be able to collect water, shove them under the downspouts. He wanted them to then have to pay a tax based on the groundwater, the rainwater coming off their roofs, because he believed that they were damaging potential wetlands around the barns, around their property. But this could be a way that they could tax the farmers. I'm not kidding. This is how crazy this guy is. And now Dan Scripps is the chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission because Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed him to be there. She also appointed all the other members of the Michigan Public Service Commission to serve on that board. They're unelected bureaucrats. They don't have to face the public. They don't have to face scrutiny of their constituents. They don't have to hold any public meetings regarding approving these permits. Well, the chair Wenzel went on to say, quote, they take away your voice. And that's exactly what is happening here. I believe that is exactly what happened in my district where Public Act 233 overturned our local election. This is not how this process should work. Developers, ought to be able to collaborate with their locals who know their communities the best instead of steamrolling them. Real progress happens when those closest to the land have a seat at the table. And with that, we're going to take a vote. She ended the discussion. She asked the clerk, the secretary of the committee, to take a roll call vote in the bills 4027, House Bill 4027 and 28, passed 10-7 to go now to the floor of the State House. State Representative Gregory Alexander, Republican from Carsonville, who sponsored the bills, and State Representative Jason Wolford from Howell both testified in front of the committee. They said their bills are meant to restore local control of what these large-scale energy infrastructures are allowed to be zoned or, if at all, approved. The current law in place overrides any objection from local townships. Norm Stevens, a self-described former pro-wind advocate from Elmer Township, spent his allotted 2 minutes listing all the consequences of wind turbines on land. When the buzzer signified his time was up, he quoted former Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes. "The right to swing my fist ends where my neighbor's nose begins." And then he said, "Thank you." You see, you have to understand what they were trying to do. Take local municipalities' oversight, zoning, possibly objecting to these wind turbines, these solar panel farms, all these things that the left is trying to do under Public Act 233. And guess what? If your local municipality turns it down, just bring it before the Michigan Public Service Commission, all appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and they'll override the local municipality and they'll approve the project. Out of all the speakers testifying during the committee, only one person opposed the two bills. Justin Carpenter of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council was also joined by Michigan farm owners, Carla Ostrander, Patty Shin, and Kevin Heath. Their opposition to the bills argued that the package violates landowners' property rights to be able to choose what they want to do with their land. Why? Because some of these gentlemen farmers, not real farmers, they don't plant crops, they don't feed animals, they don't slaughter and then sell those animals. Some of these people don't even own a tractor, but they own large parcels of land that are zoned agricultural. They want to lease their farms, quote-unquote farms, to these projects at $100,000 a year per acre, perhaps 100 acres. Folks, that's huge money. $1,000 an acre, $5,000 an acre, $10,000. I heard one say they were negotiating $100,000 an acre. Are you kidding me? Of course these farmers were going to object. I have one very simple question. Does Carla Ostrander, Patty Sheen, and Kevin Heath, do they even own a tractor? Do they actually farm their properties? I doubt it. They lease their properties. They bought up these farm agriculture zone parcels years ago, and they're looking for a way to cover their property taxes. Pure and simple, that's all that is. Well, Clara Ostrander said she signed an agreement leasing out a portion of her family's 500-acre farm in Milan Township for development of solar panels. She said this was the last resort to keep the 150-year-old farm in her family because of the rising cost of maintaining the land, and if these bills were passed, she would no longer have that option. 19 entities, Michigan Environmental Council, Michigan Public Service Commission, and the Michigan Labor's District Council, turned in cards in opposition to the bills without speaking. 19 opposing, 69 cards were turned in from people who couldn't speak in favor of the bills. So, question is going to be simple. Once it passes in the House, I'm sure the Republicans will be voting for this. Will the Democrats vote for it? Will they make it a bipartisan bill passage in the House? And if it does pass the House, what is the one-seat majority Democrat state Senate going to do? Are they going to support it too? And then the final question, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? Well, doesn't matter. It's going forward in the House. Thanks to Speaker Matt Hall for doing it. This is unbelievable, people. Unbelievable. But they're showing strong leadership. They're standing up to Public Act 233, the exact public act that Ian Murphy and other people in Otsego County are suing right now over the same exact issue. A solar panel farm in Otsego County, I believe Hays Township. Very, very interesting. So I'm going to put Ian in touch with these other state reps. I'm sending him the email on this right now of the story, the one I just read, and let's get his take on it next Tuesday. Unbelievable. PA-233. Okay, Ian, it's in your inbox. Because here's the main point of all this, people. Donald Trump has signed an executive order stopping all this insanity. Democrats and Gretchen Whitmer wants all of our electricity in Michigan to be generated by solar panels and wind turbines by 2040. Are you out of your mind? Have you people completely lost your mind? There is no way all of the electric needs of the state of Michigan can be produced by solar panels and wind turbines. But that's what basically Public Act 233 calls for, along with Michigan Public Service Commission approving these projects, going against local municipality zoning laws. We'll see where this goes. We'll stay on it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Exodus, Faith, Fitness, and Freedom. Build strength in